I decided to come back to Dr. Juice because I got a feeling he's going to be able to answer this. So I have a friend over there. I just told her about the brushing the tongue.
Yes.
To not have the need to salt as much
Correct.
As possible.
Correct.
She said, how about sugar?
With sugar, the brushing of the tongue is not going to help as much as it will for the sodium. If you're craving
for sugar in general,
if you're craving sugar, the best thing you can do is turn to the berries, like the raspberries or the blackberries. The smaller the berry, the better, and that actually would help with the craving of the sugar. If you're trying to get away from the sugar, I would prefer the berries over unnatural sugars, such as like the cane sugars and all the added sugar to your teas or coffee.
So if you start the day off with some blackberries, some boysenberries, some whatever berries there are. In fact, I just, there's a word to with a P, palavins,
flavonoids?
Yes.
Yes, flavonoids. Well,
not flavonoids, it was another word.
They're not probiotics. I mean,
It's something else with the dark berries.
Resveratrol? I mean, what, the dark berries?
I don't know. But in any case, let's stick with the sugar, I guess.
The sugar, I would definitely recommend starting the day with the berries over artificial sweeteners. The berries themselves, do they have some sweetness or sugar in them? The content is very minimal. The body identifies it because of the fact it's coming from a natural source. So I would recommend starting with the berries rather than have unsweetened.
You think that, and so when you're having desserts and other things, ask for berries.
I would prefer the berries, absolutely.
Okay, all righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.